Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Eddie Collins. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, D. Miles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les McCrabb. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Les McCrabb. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCrabb fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les McCrabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCrabb strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCoy moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack bunts towards the mound. McCrabb juggles the ball. That's an error on McCrabb. Grimes moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Mack moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCrabb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mack moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Max scores. Hegan scores. Feller moves to third. Boudreaux moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Feller scores. Boudreaux moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux scores. Weatherly moves to third. Campbell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Tom Farrick now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-1 in the game. Miles strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Feller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-1 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Campbell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner strikes out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Mack steals second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick juggles the ball. That's an error on Farrick. Grimes scores. Mack moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Feller bunts towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack scores. Hegan moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-2 in the game. Miles hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Brancato reaches second base with a double. Chapman goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1 Indians. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Brancato moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy misplays the ball. That's an error on McCoy. Buck Frierson pinch hits for Soup Campbell. Buck Frierson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frierson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrick covering, for the out. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-1, Indians. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Ken Keltner. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Conway now playing shortstop. Buck Frierson now playing left field. Bob Lemon now playing third base. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Frierson. Farrick reaches second base with a double. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrick scores. It's 11-2, Indians. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCoy moves to second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lemon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 11-5, Indians. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 3 in the game. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-5, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Feller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Collins, who is chasing the ball. Feller reaches third base with a triple. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Feller scores. It's 13-5, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Conway moves to second. Buck Frierson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frierson is 0-for-1 in the game. Frierson hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson catches it and steps on first to double up Weatherly. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brancato hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Pete Suter. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ray Poole pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Ray Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is called out on strikes. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCoy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Conway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vallow scores. McCoy moves to second. It's 13-6, Indians. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Collins moves to second. It's 13-7, Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.